Welcome, everyone, to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and this is...
And I'm Sherry Kane. It's nice to be with you again.
Well, we just got back. No fancy dress tonight. We just, just got back from Hawaii, and what a wonderful trip it was. And we'll be sharing a little bit about what went on in Hawaii, what has actually gone on in Hawaii that's history-making, and it's really very grateful to return to what we call the Mad Land to... Basically, now look back at our couple of weeks in Hawaii and say, what happened?
So, yeah, definitely. What happened?
A lot of very, very interesting things. So I want to thank, first of all, as we open up the show for the new year, Happy New Year to everyone out there.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Let's make this like a better new year than ever before. And like, hopefully everybody will wake up to the truth this year.
Right. And Reverend Roxy Hampton may be joining us, not tonight, but several segments in the future as things progress in Hawaii with regard to the H1N1 swine flu vaccination issues, but more importantly about the general vaccination resolution there to free we the people from mandatory vaccinations, the intoxications, and the infectious diseases that are being literally placed upon us, put into our bloodstreams, the genetic mutations and manipulations, ultimately potentially threatening extinction for the human race. And so these are really critical issues that you're not going to hear in too many other places other than the Insight Hour. And I'm privileged to be here tonight. We're on bbsradio.com tonight, broadcasting to you. Also live streaming both on love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net and on bbsradio.com simulcasting.
And if you have a question, you can call in to us at 888-815-9756. So any questions are definitely, really, we love your questions. So call us. We want to hear from you. We had a really interesting time in Hawaii, and one of the things that stands out in my mind is when we were filing the resolution with the county, and we had to get it notarized. It was really interesting.
Wild. You know, it's like God synchronizing everything, you know, the entire play. Folks, if you've been listening to the Insight Hour and to the humbling evolution that we have all held and had as a extended family or community in this engaging the spiritual renaissance, you know there's been more and more miraculous synchronicities, like you're keeping divine appointments. It's as though your prayers are manifesting more rapidly, you know, like synchronicities are happening, prayers are manifesting. So Sherry, go ahead, tell them about what happened when we actually went to notarize the affidavit. Tell them a little bit about the affidavit first so that you folks know what we were doing in Hawaii primarily.
Well, I know most of it is what you worked on and in support of Emily Naoli, who's the county councilwoman for the 5th District in Pahoa, Hawaii. And what we're bringing forward is basically we're going to come down on Fukima, who is she's the health director.
Yeah, Fukino.
She's the health director. We're going to come down on her because she's the one that's wanting to advance mandatory vaccinations. And so this resolution that basically they passed, it was voted 7-1, right, in the votings, where 7 people voted for it, and according to Reverend Roxy, actually all 8 people voted, but the one person didn't get their vote in one time. So therefore, they really would have had 8. It would have been unanimous, but up to the time limit they had, it was 7-1, which is pretty good. And basically, they passed it, the first level of basically stopping them from doing mandatory vaccinations. Is that correct? That's what it is.
Right.
They have to go through different levels.
It's because the national emergency was declared by Barack Obama, opening the way for the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. And the plantation mentality in Hawaii is unlike any other state in the United States. It is a very, very fascist-controlled population. Folks, if you've been listening to Dr. Len, over the last several years, you've known about the genocide, the global genocide. That's the massive depopulation agenda that's advancing, and that the native Hawaiian people, like every other native type of person, and there's a great movie out that we just saw the other
Avatar,
night.
Avatar, really great movie. If you haven't seen it, it's probably the most spiritual film I've ever seen, and it really it really demonstrates what's going on in the world, what people like Dr. Horowitz, myself, Reverend Roxy, and all the other people that you hear are supporting what we're doing and on their own doing their own thing in support of the same cause. We all have the same, we all want the same result, and that is to live in harmony, to live in peace. And even though you hear all the bad news, it's not about the bad news. It's about waking people up to the truth so we can go forward. We can all move forward and advance into the good news, which is what is at the end of the rainbow waiting for all of us. It's the blessings. It's the God-given blessings that we're all meant to have, and that is to live in peace and harmony. So if you have a chance to watch Avatar, to go see it in a movie, I highly recommend it. So does Dr. Horowitz. It was a brilliant movie. It really was.
Even though it was produced by
Rupert Murdoch,
who, it's one of those examples where, you know, the controlled opposition, it's really a story about you and me and about evolving, spiritually evolving into harmony with both
nature.
Divinity and nature. And so it's interesting that this is produced at this time. It's a very compelling film, and it really goes along with this concept that the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists, the global cartel directors, have an agenda to depopulate about two-thirds of the world's population, and actually many more than that. In fact, they want to bring it down to about 500 million from 7 billion. So, I mean, those are various statements being made. The last person, very authoritative position, was stated before the G5 conference last May by George Soros, who is a very powerful, in fact, he's running the entire globe's genetic manipulations right now, all the patents, both going to Rockefeller University, the company by the name of Aplera Corporation that stole the human genome
project. George Soros' corporation, that is Aplera.
Yeah, that's a George Soros-controlled entity on behalf of the royalty of Europe, the banksters of Europe, and about 99 of the wealthiest families of Europe are all, their money is controlled, largely invested by George Soros. Well, at any rate, this concept of manipulating everything that's of nature is what that film is about, and what's taking place in Hawaii is a great, a classic example. Genocide's not only ongoing in Africa and in Brazil, in the Amazonian rainforest, or anywhere there are native people, such as in Australia, where you have the natives being decimated here and depopulated. So the same thing is happening in Hawaii, and there are probably right now approximately 7,500 to no more than close to 8,000 native Hawaiians left on all of the Hawaiian Islands. And so with that understanding, what we're currently doing in Hawaii, by the grace of literally Jesus, Yeshua, who put in place the position of the county councilwoman currently is Emily Neoli. I know Emily's story personally. I prayed with Emily personally before she even ran for the county councilwoman seat. And now she's been there for a couple different administrations, and she's vice chair. She may well be, by the next election, the chairman of the entire county of Hawaii, which is the largest county in Hawaii, the largest station in Hawaii. I think we have a caller.
Yeah. Is there a caller out there?
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Are you joining us tonight?
Hi. Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Good. Who's calling?
My name is Max. Calling from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, hi, Max. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah. Blessings, you guys. This is very great to listen to you, as always. Dr. Lynn, I had a question for you. Possibly even a little anecdote about 528 in musical pop history in that last century that was pretty interesting. I found that Pete Townshend actually wanted to release this album in 1970s, and had several songs on it that were dealt with spiritual matters, but one in particular that dealt with a musical note that had the power to create and to destroy. And I found that very interesting, so I used a tone generator just while I was listening to it, and I found that it happens to be tuned to 528.
Is that Peter Townshend from The Who?
The Who, yeah, that's right. This was a solo endeavor that he had going, although he was forced, it kind of seems like people around him were pressuring him not to do it in some way, so the album never really materialized. with that concept, but I thought that was interesting. And if you knew anything at all about how 528 has been used in pop music and maybe by what means they knew about it.
Yeah, that is interesting. You know, we're actually making progress right now globally. Right now, we are in the process of constructing 528radio.com that is going to be an internet site that features 528 music and even musical transposition into 528. We also have a incredible concert piano manufacturer in Naples, Florida. His name is Daniel, who has been advancing a Baldwin concert piano with a granite bridge that can sustain the 4 hertz increase pitch of the equivalent of 528 in C. It's A444. It's not A440. The actual 528 C note is the equivalent of A444, and that's 4 hertz up, so it's sharp. But a normal piano, when you tune a normal piano, it's too stressful for a normal wooden bridge. This fellow has produced a granite bridge, and people that are playing this incredible piano are experiencing not just the spiritual tingling and the sensitivity associated with being back into the flow of divine harmony, but also miraculous healings that are taking place because of, again, this frequency. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, if you want to review all the latest information, and we're revolutionizing the music industry right now with initial revelations of 528 and all the ramifications, including the mathematics of cosmology, of the pyramids of Saqqara, why the pyramids and the sacred geometry of the pyramids are laid out just exactly the way they are. It all has to do with 528 mathematics, the musical mathematics of divinity, as Sherry mentioned, that can bless humanity maximally. Go to love528.com, love528.com, and you'll get that information. So Matt, what else, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, well, I did have a question for you, Len, again, with regards to spirituality. And if, I noticed I was involved with Live H2O in Toronto over here, and I noticed that on the website, you had several people that you were honoring. I never got to really see it because I was involved in just making it happen, making it come together in Toronto. I wasn't aware of what was going on at the other cities too much. But I noticed you honored Jordan Maxwell. And I was just wondering what your, since he clearly advances a lot of information, esoteric information that has to do with, mystery school understandings, and whatnot, not that that, of course, is necessarily pegs him as anything, but why, of all educators, you decided that he was most deserving of that honor? I was just curious.
Oh, happy to share that. Okay, because you're familiar with the mathematics of the music of divinity, and in essence, everything is based on math, all language. Language is a creative technology, and the creator's language is math. And the alphanumerics of language that we basically revealed initially with Dr. Paleo's work in Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that's one of our bestsellers. It's available through healthyworldstore.com. If you haven't read it yet, highly recommended reading because you get a chance to see where we started with the understanding of the alphanumerics of English. It's reversed, flipped off of ancient Hebrew. So the understanding of how do you create and law, the entire system of law, which is now so corrupt, it's engaged in system of injustice instead of justice. It's based on the meaning of words and the derivation of words. And so there's no one in the world today that has brought more awareness and attention to this whole field of study than Jordan Maxwell. And so we did give Jordan an award. He carries this beautiful award. If you saw the awards, they were really beautifully prepared. It was the perfect circle of sound cut in glass on a beautiful base. And it was an award that we gave him as a leading educator. So I hope that answers your question about Jordan Maxwell.
Okay, and how does that, you are a Messianic, right?
I'm a Messianic Jew, and you know what? So is Sherry. And what's interesting is we're both from Philadelphia. So if you want to do some Bible study and see what angel directs us, go to Isaiah 22.
Revelation.
Yeah, go to Isaiah 22:22, and go to the book of Revelation 6:3. I'm sorry, 3:6-8. It talks about the key, a musical note, key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. That's a portal to the metaphysical domain. That's the key that opens the floodgates of prosperity. The only entity that's capable of administering prosperity in all ways is the Creator. So it's the key to the Creator. And it's literally the key to the Creator's heart. And that's 5:28. You see, that's the love by which we were created. From the heart of the Creator, which represents the heart of everything, is the heart of the rainbow. That greenish yellow color, 528 hertz frequency. So that's why you can have miraculous healings, because there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven, that the physicists call the quantum field, or the mathematical matrix that gives rise to all of physical reality. That matrix is based fundamentally at the heart of it, of love, in 528 hertz frequency. So love hurts is 528.
So Max, where are you from?
I'm from Montreal.
I mean, originally.
Well, Canada. I mean, my mom's adopted. My dad's from down south, in New York City. So I kind of got the
dual citizenship. You sound like you're from Philadelphia too. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
You do. You sound like you're from Philadelphia as well. That's why I asked. You.
I'm just one of you.
Yeah.
That's why you're into it. You know, I think anybody that has a heart for 528 and this revelation at this time in history has a pretty powerful calling, just like a Levitical priest or priestess, you know, from the Levitical saga in the Old Testament. We understand that it is a tribe of the 144,000 Hebrews of the tribes of Israel that has the calling to study this kind of wisdom. And literally only the Levitical priests and priestesses have that anointing, gifting, blessing to literally have this revelation and its basic relationships to prophecy, the ancient wisdom. This is the alchemical fundamentals of how you turn lead to gold. We have friends actually in Arizona right now that are doing just that. And the possibility of changing lead to gold and making a ton of gold is very possible when you understand the electrodynamics of the atomics. The electron flows, the spins, the atomic particles, the number of subatomic particles all combine to create the different elements. And you can literally take one element, change its molecular structure, electron spin included, and you can then begin to transform the elements alchemically. That was the ancient mystery school understandings of the Levitical priesthood. And what we're looking at with the modern revelations of 528 hertz frequency has evolved out of what was placed in the Bible by the Levitical priests back in the days where they started to translate the Greek Septuagint into the current Bible. They instilled the verse numbers in the Bible, and in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you see it was the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, that have those repeating verse numbers that are clearly identified, not any speculation. It's right there in the verse numbers. You see the repeating 396, 417, 528. That's the third note The do, re, mi, mi note. Mira gestorum in Latin. Miracles in English. That's the miracle frequency of love that can cure everything.
Are you still there, Max?
Yeah, this is great. I mean, you guys are inspiring me very much in my work, both you, Sherry, and Len. It's really great to that you just took the time to answer these questions. I'm really appreciative, and much love coming from Montreal over here.
Wonderful. Thanks, bro. I love you guys, too. Give everybody our love in both Toronto. I'm coming up. I'm scheduled to come to Total Health Expo 2010 in Toronto. Are you going to be able to make it there?
I'd love to go down. I have some family down there, and I'm on the Healthy World newsletter, so maybe I'll get the information through there.
Yep, excellent. We'll have to put that out. I'll just get some information on that. You know,
thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot. Sharon, what are your plans? I mean, I know we have so much right now. It's been about, 3 weeks we've been away.
Yeah, 3 weeks, yeah, at least. But I wanted to finish telling them about the crazy thing that happened to us in Hawaii.
Oh, right,
getting the paperwork notarized. Well, we went to a printer to make copies of this. It was an affidavit that we're going to file with the county.
You can see that affidavit on fluscam.com. On the resolution page, if you click at the top on resolution, on fluscam.com, and then on the left-hand side, upper part, you'll see this whole saga that's been unfolding in Hawaii with the resolution, the new press releases, and then you'll see my new affidavit that we just filed, just last week. So go ahead, Sherry. This is the notary, where I had it notarized.
So we asked where the nearest notary was, and they sent us next door. It was sort of like in a little outdoor
shopping
center. And they sent us next door, and guess what the location next door was? It was a flu shot clinic, an H1N1 flu shot clinic. And there was a woman sitting in the reception desk that was a notary. And behind the scenes, she was doing this. She was moonlighting as a notary.
Yeah.
So she ran out to get her notary bag, and she notarized us right in the flu clinic. And we said, wow.
How ironic is that?
Crazy ironic.
Totally amazing divine irony at work. So who notarized our affidavit that is currently advancing, just to bring you up to date? It was sent by County Councilwoman Emily Neoli to the corporate counsel, the attorney for the county, as alleging fraud and requiring an investigation by the attorneys general of the state of Hawaii, engaging the Whistleblower Act, engaging the fraud title 18, 1001 through 1003, I believe is the statutes, whereby we are calling Dr. Facchino on her fraud committed in writing, along with Dr. Park, to the county council men and women who voted in favor of the resolution. Facchino lied in order to block the resolution, and we are calling her on her lies. It's different for those of you who are watching and listening. It's different if a public health officer, and Facchino is the director of public health for the state of Hawaii. Facchino is extremely famous, infamous. In fact, we had a show a couple weeks ago with a friend of Sherry Kane's. Tell him a little bit about Paul.
That was actually Phil. Phil Berg, who is the attorney that is advancing a suit against Barack Obama, claiming that he is not worthy to be president of the United States because he is not a naturalized citizen of the U.S. and that he was born in Kenya. And so he's been pushing the chemo to actually, reveal the real true
birth certificate,
but there's never been anyone that's been able to see it. It's all been false documents. It's been put on the internet. And so he's been really taking all of the money that he has, his personal money, and putting it into this because he truly believes in this, as well as we believe in it as well. And we had him on the show a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how he's going to advance, and he was getting into more areas of how he can go and get it from different ways through Medicare.
Yeah, for Medicaid, Medicare fraud, and that fits exactly into H1N1 vaccine fraud because all the people who are getting shot with H1N1 poisonous vaccinations who can't afford it, who come in under Medicaid or Medicare, and the public clinics that Facchino is directing All of this fits perfectly in with Phil Berg's lawsuit right now, which is a whistleblower lawsuit, and that's ultimately where I see this whole thing going in Hawaii. And so it was interesting because while we were in Hawaii, so was Barack Obama, and all these little synchronicities were happening at the same time.
Yeah, and according to my destiny cards, which were red.
Oh, that was interesting.
And I have a connection with Barack, Michelle, Hillary, and Bill.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I was told that I should go forward with politics, but I don't know.
So we're going to get Sherry Kane to run for governor of the state of Hawaii.
I'm going to get you to run for governor.
No, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I have enough gray hair. So, at any rate, so we had a very, very interesting series of days and meetings with Reverend Roxy Hampton there, and met with Emily Naoli over on Sunday during the market. That was fun. And it was a wonderful time that we had.
It didn't rain at all. It was
unbelievable. What weather we had. It was unreal.
It was amazing. Every day you could go to the beach and you could just like lay in the sun. And we were laying on lava rock. It was great.
Yeah,
I loved it.
It was an amazing experience
to go there. It was a big island. Incredible.
So I pray that I'll have the opportunity to tell you more about what we have ongoing. For those of you who know me, know what we've been going through over the past, actually 6.5 years, we had attempted to open up a beautiful spa, a healing resort, and basically on this magnificent property that the creators blessed us with to create a venue, a world stage for the science of creationism, how the creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, resonance, hydrosonics, the effect of sound vibration on water, to manifest everything. And there's no better place in the world to do that but Hawaii. And so we have this magnificent estate there that has been troubled because of litigation issues and because of this whole suppression of the governments. And quite frankly, in essence, folks, I'm telling you that we've been battling the Illuminati for control over this very sacred property that shall ultimately fulfill Bible prophecy, as well as this whole evolution into sanity from this hypocrisy, this Babylonian hypocrisy and insanity that we're all engaged in. If you do anything, if you drive a car, you're engaged in the culture of insanity, and especially because we have all of the knowledge of how to change everything from the petrochemical and the pharmaceutical genocide, the need for gasoline, and non-renewable resources instead of water and hydrogen fuel to run your car engines. All of these solutions to the world's problems are available right here, right now. All we need, as I've said on this program before, is to get a few major multinational corporate idiots out of the way, and then basically we the people can rule. So these were some of the things that we were looking at in Hawaii. And your prayers, if you guys are praying out there, please add a prayer, if you will, for us to have the ultimate emancipation coming out from under the corruption within the judicial system currently controlling the Hawaii legislature, the Hawaii Public Health Department. And again, no better place, because if you look back at history and you understand what happened in the Holy Land back in Jesus' time, and you understand what Jesus said to those idiots, those morons and hypocrites that were running the Sanhedrin and literally engaged with the Roman government and governors back then.
He
pulled his whip out and he beat the money changers, the hypocrites, and he basically told the priests in the temple that they were hypocrites and that they were concerned about...
You cannot believe in God and in money.
Yeah, exactly. So give your denarius to his face to Caesar, a pagan graven image on a denarius coin that was administered to the Messiah. And he said, give it back to Caesar, that which is Caesar's. Give it to God, that which is God's. And so what we're doing, if you understand that the kingdom of Jerusalem being like the heart of the faith full, that the concept of the city of David in the new Jerusalem for the Messianic age cannot be Jerusalem in the Middle East. It is that besieged state of the Middle East that's literally controlled by the global oligarchy, the controllers, the Illuminati, if you will. Those who control British Secret Service that work with the Rockefellers to literally create the besieged state of Israel.
It's here. It's the same as here. It's another part of
this country. It's the same control.
It's the extension
same,
of this
same
country.
Control.
It's the same thing. It's the same people running it. So
So you can't possibly have emancipation, freedom, and spiritual evolution if you're engaged in hypocrisy, insanity, lunacy, genocidal intoxication, manipulation, and depopulation. That's not God's way. That's basically Satan's way. And so those who practice, you know, satanic sorcery in the end times, that's what the book of Revelation is all about. And that's what Revelation 3:6-8 is really dealing with at this time in history where the great plagues have struck, where those who were behind the great deceptions that deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations, the major movers and shakers monetarily, financially, economically, these people practiced sorcery, says the book of Revelation. The root word is pharmacopoeia. These were the pharmaceutical industrialists, and read up on Sherry Kane's latest works that have been sent out on the newsletter from HealthyWorldStore.com. Go to HealthyWorldStore if you haven't signed up. Go to FluScam.com and sign your name, put your email address in there, and get the newsletters. And then you can also go to the newsletter archives on the homepage. The link is at the bottom of the homepage of HealthyWorldStore.com. And there you can get the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Get the CD. As a matter of fact, we have a dear friend now and colleague, collaborator with Healthy World Store and the ambassador program that we're evolving for educating a whole, literally, you know, a peacemaking force of peacemakers and educators and healers worldwide. We're evolving that also now. God willing, over the next 3 or 4 months, we'll be laying out all of that very exciting information for your participation here on the Inside Hour. But we gave and recommended Holy Harmony CD for Arthur's boy, who is, like so many of our children, suffering from autistic spectrum disorders because largely the vaccination intoxications. So Holy Harmony CD is available on HealthyWorldStore.com and many, many wonderful products that literally have the capacity to produce miracles if you put your own heartfelt, loving intention behind the technology that ultimately shall set us free. The entire world shall come to 528 frequency of love. It is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You can bank on it. Just like you can bank on the manipulations of the current administrations are coming to a close after some people die during this time in history. A lot more people are going to die. But the reality is we're evolving spiritually, and those who have a full heart and loving faith in the Creator shall be sustained. I know you have a strong feeling for that too, Sherry.
Yeah, I 100% have the connection I seek every day with God, and I feel like even going to Hawaii that my faith got so much stronger, and I came back with so much more wisdom than I went there with. It was one of those things because, as they say, Pele will just spit you out if she doesn't like you, and and she didn't spit me out, but she definitely gave me a lot of revelations, and I was able to really reveal a lot of truth to many people in support of what they were feeling and what they were doing in their lives, and I feel like I got it definitely from being in Hawaii. I didn't want to leave. I really didn't. I was very sad to leave.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting about Hawaii, because going back to Hebrew, going back to the Revelations, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, think about this, folks. We're not really, I don't have the opportunity on this program. It would require literally another book for me to share in depth what I'm about to tell you. But suffice it to say, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Hebrew letters, the tetragrammaton that Moses was told the Creator's name at the burning bush in the Old Testament. The Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, pronounced Yahovah or Yahowah. That is the same for Hawaii. Yahovah is Hawaii backwards. Flip it. Everything in Babylon is flipped. It turns out that Yahovah backwards, Hawaii in Hebrew, Hawaii means Isle of Eve. The Isle of Eve, paradise, in the middle, like an island, Island. You ever look at that word and go, wow, what a strange word, Island. The land of Is, or the land of pure beingness, pure being. The Isle of Eve, paradise, in the middle of the water, the most pristine environment on the entire planet. This area is very sacred. The Kohanim, the scholars, the teachers, the wise ones of old Israel and the Hebrew traditions, Kohanim Kahuna, the Kahunas of Hawaii, the ancient wise ones, the teachers, the spiritualists, these are the modern kin to the Levitical priests and the Kohanim of the Hebrew tradition. And so what we're looking at in Hawaii, this magnificent property, 27 acres of a Jurassic Park-like setting that has
caves.
Weren't they something else? Unbelievable.
I mean, caves that, you know, very raw. The whole land is really raw. It's not like a boutique-y, spa-like resort. It's all raw land, and that's what made it really amazing, is that it had that feeling of just being the way, it just very, like, the nature that grows there, and, I mean, it's just unbelievable. You never get to see something like that.
No, it's completely rare. Imagine walking through a field of steam, lava-heated steam, from the most pristine, structured, crystal-structured water that's flowing deep right next to lava, so that when the lava touches that crystal water, it sends it up in spiraling through these steam vents. And that's what else is on this property in Hawaii that we will bless
with. Different colored lights that we can walk through.
Well, that's part of the plan. We actually have on the Big Island, again, it's not open. It's right now currently under litigation. We ask for your prayers for the emancipation. We absolutely know we shall be victorious, because there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We have full faith and confidence in the Creator. We know it's the Creator's gift. We know it's the Creator's destiny. We know we simply have to be in faith and step forward in faith and have no fear. And ultimately, it shall all resolve, this battle that we've had literally with the Illuminati over emancipating this divine and sacred property, literally to fulfill the prophecies of the ancient Kahunas, the Kohanim, and fulfill what Jesus said. He said that the kingdom of Jerusalem and the city of David is done with his passing, and something else shall come from that, that is the greatest blessing of all. And that's the Messianic Age. And for that, you need to have the fulfillment of what the Kahunas said, and that they have said that the umbilical cord to the universe, from which new life on earth and a whole new spiritual renaissance and 1,000 years of world peace, this Messianic Age concept where the lion lies down with the lamb, where we have peace on earth finally, instead of manipulations, coercions, enslavements, and intoxications leading to population reduction. This is what the movie is about that we just told you to go see, Avatar.
It's all about after the
fall. It's about after the fall. It's about how we need to connect with our Creator. And ultimately, that gives us the same vibration and love and joy that all of nature is celebrating. All of nature. And isn't it true, when you went for snorkeling, we went with the dolphins, swim with dolphins. You want a life-changing experience?
Turtles, yeah.
And turtles.
And whales.
And the love and the way that the babies snuggle with the mothers underwater. And you see this. And we, the people, you know, are polluting and intoxicating this pristine environment. It's got to stop, and it shall stop, and the whole evolution by which we're now moving and advancing this whole concept of a better way is through the understanding of 528 Hertz frequency. understanding how creationism works. Sound on water produces everything. And that's, go back to Genesis, reread Genesis 1 through 2, and you realize the water was there when the Creator was there, and it was the Spirit of the Creator that was involved in dividing the water from the water into which the word, sound, frequency, mathematics was spoken, out of which everything, including the sun and light, came. So,
and snorkeling is really, if you haven't ever snorkeled, definitely, you got to snorkel. Going underwater, especially in Hawaii, I mean, you're in harmony with all the fishes and all the turtles. I mean, they don't run away from you. Everybody kind of swims. You're all in the same place. You all are equal. Everybody's equal.
And they're so loving.
And they are.
So loving.
They're so gentle and so loving and so sweet.
Dolphins come up to you, look in the eye. I swam through this past week. I swam through bubbles that were blown by two dolphins that were playing with me in bubbles. And if you know something about the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, it was a book I came out with, I think it was 2001, I think, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, 2002 came out. And there's a chapter in there written by an expert in the cetacea, which is dolphins and whales. And Michael Heisen is his name. He wrote this beautiful chapter talking about how dolphins play with bubbles. They blow bubble rings. They throw them back and forth like they're playing football or tennis. And ultimately, they also vibrate them. They sonically vibrate those bubbles so hot that it approaches the temperature of the sun, at which the scientists then see light coming out. It's this incredible transformation of sound on water producing life.
And they communicate that way as well.
They communicate through that powerful sound vibration. This is now a model for what is in the current day, science has proven, that is very much like how the beginning of the Bible starts. How the Creator creates through sound on water, physical reality, and the light that yields this whole biology. So, you know, what else can you share about your experience in Hawaii?
Well, I mean, it was definitely amazing. We got to see, when you get there, you go to the main city, and actually the place that the land that we're talking about, the 27 acres of land, the spiritual land, is actually about 3 to 4 hours outside of the main city. So you're literally going into the jungle. And you're away from civilization, your cell phones don't work, you just kind of have to, even your internet connection is really bad. So you really don't rely on any kind of technology. You are just basically, you know, with nature, you work on the land, and you communicate with the people that are there, but anybody else outside of it or outside the Big Island, it's really hard. You have a landline, and that'll connect anyone on the Big Island. But
this is
one of the great things about it.
It's
just like being able to get rid of that technology and just head out of the field, go back to the basics of life without having that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, imagine, folks, going somewhere where there's no cell phones. That means that there's no vibrations, there's no frequency vibrations that you can't see, but yet is affecting your water, your body water. And so it's so pure. That's what the most magnificent opportunity is. You know, this concept of Pele and the energy, it's not paganism. It's simply a fundamental understanding, much like we bring as truly Judeo-Christians to the fundamentals understandings of how creationism works through sound frequency vibrations. All of nature is vibrating to love frequency 528. And in this place, it's so sacred and pure that everything around you is vibrating with love and harmony and perfection, that when you come in without that, or if you think because of your bad habits and the skeletons in your closet and your neuroticisms and your psychoses and your engaging this Babylonian culture mentality.
Or the way you were before, like Adam and Eve, before when they were,
they
had to wear clothes, they were ashamed. Before that, they just lived with nature, they didn't feel that shame. It wasn't anything they even thought, it wasn't even anything in their mindset to be ashamed. That's the way people, when they come to that land, it doesn't agree with them. If they have that after the fall, you have to give it up.
You give it up. Otherwise, it's going to make you give it up. That's what you're referring to.
Exactly.
It's so powerful. It's so forceful. So imagine a place that looks like Jurassic Park that has steam vents issuing the breath of the earth, lava-heated steam, in the air that you're breathing, more closer than any other human being on the face of the planet, and that you're now engaged in this beauty, this perfection, this literally divine channel of creativity. And then you bring in your human frailties and issues and fears and dissonance. It doesn't work, folks.
It doesn't work.
It comes to the concept of entrainment. You know what the concept of entrainment is? For example, you take a dorm, freshman dorm of women, who after 3 months you come back, all their menstrual cycles are synchronized. Or you take a room full of cuckoo clocks, little cuckoo clocks, and you bring in a big grandfather clock with a huge heavy pendulum, and suddenly all the cuckoo clocks, you come back time later, and all the clocks are in time with the big one. This is entrainment. This is the concept that where we should be and where we would be had it not been for the fall of literally the beginning of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden basically takes us out of sync, out of harmony with that level of divinity. And no place better on this planet, I think, to literally recover, recapture, reassociate with that clarity and that beauty and that perfection is in this magnificent place that we just, you know, we're blessed to visit.
Totally. I can't wait to go back. I really want to go back there, like, right now when I think about it.
Yeah.
You know, they call this the Mad Land when you get back. So when you leave Hawaii and you come back to the mainland, they call it the Mad Land. And you can totally see why it would be after going there. It is the Mad Land.
Yeah, it is the Mad Land.
It is like after the fall. I mean, we're all, it's here in California, we're all self-conscious about everything. We're self-conscious about the way we look and the way other people think of us. And just, I mean, it's all a very superficial society that we live in. And it's so great to have to not be a part of that when you go over there and just relieve yourself a lot.
Yeah, and then the model it takes, I mean, again, you don't have to be necessarily in Hawaii to have this experience, because this is a model. As I mentioned, it's a model for the rest of the world, a world venue for the science of creationism. But the concept of community, which is central to what we're doing right here, right now, communication, communion, divine human communion, and divine interpersonal communication from our hearts with each other as brothers and sisters of a divine family. This concept that we can come out of Babylon, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues and her hypocrisy. That was what Jesus said. So the reality today is the same. Nothing new under the sun. And the concept of community building and cooperation and communication from our hearts with love and faith in each other. That is what's essentially necessary for us to have what we want, which is basically world peace, harmony, joy, prosperity in all ways, reconnecting with the source of everything, not thinking egocentrically, narcissistically that we are the ones. You know, this concept of, I never really got it actually before this week. You know, this concept, as a behavioral science expert, I tell you, Harvard degree in behavioral science, I loved Abraham Maslow, I got totally into the concept of self-esteem. But I never realized that this whole self-esteem business is the opposite of where we should be going. We should be literally engaged in self-denial from the egocentric portion of the self. Because it's the ego that separates. It's the ego that fears. It's the ego that ruminates over these neuroses, these ongoing patterns of self-destruction and interpersonal issues of fear and anger and guilt and all of this garbage that, you know, depression that we deal with as a sick society.
And instead of calling it self-conscious, it should be self-unconscious. Because really, people that are self-conscious
are usually very unconscious.
Completely unconscious. And what they're unconscious to is the glory and the power and the freedom that rests within our hearts, not our heads. It's not about the 741 frequency on that, what Max mentioned earlier on the earlier call that we got from Montreal. It's not about destruction. It's about creation. And if you study healing codes for the biological apocalypse, and you study Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, that was my latest book. Again, you can get that at healthyworldstore.com or call this toll-free number if you can't get on a computer. It's 888-508-4787. 888-508-4787. Get the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Because then what you see is that the power to create and destroy is ours by choice. And there's the technology for creativity that likewise is being used right now for spiritual suppression and disease induction. And that we have the capacity now to level the playing field because we have the technology. We have the knowledge that can set us free in every way. And so it's 741, it's 528-639-741. That interval between 528 and 741 is known in musicology as the devil's interval. It produces a devil's tone that is so dissonant, makes you sick to hear it.
Right, so that speaks to the devil, where 528 speaks to God.
Exactly.
It's a communication, connection, it's our... And that's why we want people to see Avatar, because there's a representation of what we're talking about
there is.
When they pull out their hair and they can connect their hair into all the living creatures, whether it's plants or animals, and they connect with the animal through their hair follicles, and it just kind of interlocks. And then right there, they are... connected, they're bonded, and we lose that bond. We lose that connection that we have when we listen to music that's not of 528. That's listening to music that's more, that speaks more to the devil. It influences us to think bad thoughts and to have negative feelings. Where when you listen to 528, you feel the positive, you feel the inspiring, you feel really good, and you lose all of that self-unconsciousness, and you start to become more aware of how good it feels to be close to God, and how, yes, you want more of it, and how can you get more? That's what your quest is. How can I get closer to God? How can I develop more faith? And that in itself is where consciousness lies.
Yeah, that's the future of evolution, is right now we're advancing into this more bold appreciation of this radiant heart and this link that we have, not just to each other. You know, the intuition and that sense, that sixth sense that you have, comes from your heart. This love sources from the Creator's heart. We were created in love. The heart of love is the heart, the Creator's heart. 528 is the heart of the rainbow. It's the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the heart of the sound spectrum. It's the heart of our hearts. That warm, fuzzy feeling you get in your heart when you're in love. And love is the universal healer. That's what we're talking about. That divine human communion capability that we can have interpersonally, in community, in celebrating our divinity and co-creatorship with the divine and each other as brothers and sisters of a divine family. What was interesting, I purchased this week also for my son Aaron, who needs some help in math. So we're doing some homeschooling now, and I bought from Office Max, I bought a little computer game that deals with math. It was a, what was the name of it?
Math Blaster?
Yeah, a Math Blaster,
yeah.
By Marvel. And it starts off by telling the child that the main problem is that those satanic devil doers, the bad aliens, have stolen the numbers that have a direct impact on the vitality and spirituality of the entire world's population. That is in Marvel's what's it called? Math Blaster, right?
Math Blaster.
That we bought this week for my son Aaron. Unbelievable. The same kind of concept that the movie Avatar, which is really about, because it's again, and you, those of you who have listened to Live H2O and been with us with Live H2O or gone to liveh2o.org. Liveh2o.org is the website that we posted for Live H2O, and it has on there a summary. You get to the summary section of liveh2o.org, and ultimately it talks about Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. Yellow Submarine, the saga, is that we the people were once in Pepperlanders, they call them, living in peace and harmony with nature, making music and making colorful art and just celebrating life.
Yeah.
Then the music was stolen. The musical mathematics was stolen from us. In other words, we were spiritually deprived. It was akin to the fall. And at that moment, instead of living in full color, we engaged this fragile black and white existence where we feared vibrations of these bombs that would attack us by the blue meanies. You know, we were also not afraid to deal on this program with the concept that there is a Jew world order currently engaging this entire globe. We're currently working on a major, actually a book, a whole thesis on that. We're coming out with some papers shortly over the next couple of months. So be prepared. Again, be a member of HealthyWorldStore.com and be on our mailing list to receive our newsletters, and you'll be the first to read this concept. But this whole concept is really false when you really begin to understand what is happening here. And it's just like the movie. In that movie, the little professor, the nowhere man, says to the Major Blue Meanie, the chief who's attacking all the Pepperlanders and killing them and destroying Pepperland, he says, looks him over, he says, "Funny, you don't look bluish," as if to say, "You don't look Jewish," which is exactly what Jesus said, "Beware of those who call themselves Jews who are not." Okay. So there's all of this fundamental metaphysical spirituality that the lessons now that we're evolving into are revealing more and more. So wonderfully.
And another thing, when you watch Avatar, what was really, really compelling is Sigourney Weaver's character when she said to the evil Illuminati people, the military, and all the people that were trying to destroy the Avatars, their whole entire civilization, she said to them, because they were trying to get the commodities that were underneath of where they were living, under their ground, under their God, under their tree of life, she said, you should really look at what they have above the ground. It's not below the ground, it's above the ground. What they have is something that we all need more than anything that money can buy, more than any of these commodities that they have.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We do have to wrap up the Inside Hour. I want to thank BBSRadio.com, Sherry Kane for joining us tonight, Reverend Roxy Hampton for hosting us this past week and being on with us last week. I want to thank also the HealthyWorldStore.com. I want to thank Tetrahedron.org. And please stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Join us again next week for the Inside Hour. Bye for now.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.